ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची,
सतगुरु कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेंबरेंस में मायसेल्फ एज आई रीच्ड
बाबा रीचन बहुत सुंदर गोल्डन पहाड़ी के ऊपर खड़े।
I saw that Baba today was standing on a very beautiful golden mountain.
जैसे कि सूर्य की किरणें आती हैं,
rays of the sun were falling on the mountain
and light दिखाई दे रही थी।
Beautiful light was being reflected.
Sunrise होता है।
So it's the time of sunrise.
बहुत सुंदर दृश्य दिखाई दे रहा था। तो बाबा का स्वरूप भी वैसा ही
too,
sunrise के रेज के बीच में
very beautiful in the midst of the sunrise
दे रहा था। फिर धीरे धीरे क्या देखती हूँ कि बाबा के फेस
की
तरफ सूर्यमुखी फ्लावर बैक साइड दिखाई दे रहा है।
तो अ सनफ्लावर इमेज अपीयर बिहाइंड बाबा।
सूर्यमुखी फ्लावर से भी बहुत सुंदर लाइट निकल रही है। उधर सनराइज की लाइट और वो सूर्यमुखी फ्लावर के हर पत्ती से गोल्डन लाइट निकल रही थी और वो लाइट चारों ही तरफ फैल रही
थी।
कुछ सेकंड के बाद बाबा ने जैसे इशारा किया,
made a signal and as though calling me, come child. Baba was standing on this mountain and I was down below.
तो उसी समय जैसे बाबा ने इशारा किया तो एक बहुत सुंदर सी लाइट
ऐसे
धीरे धीरे ऊपर की ओर
जाती
है। पहुँचते हूँ बाबा ने
कहा,
बच्ची मालूम है कि आज के दिन पूरे भारत के अंदर कई स्थानों में खुशी की लहर पैदा करने के लिए, अपने मन को सुकून देने के लिए किस तरह से लोग अपने मन में आज के दिन सेलिब्रेट कर रहे हैं।
In a certain way. So I was thinking about what day today was.
तो बाबा ने कहा, लोग कहते हैं बसंत।
बाबा said, the festival of Basant Panchami.
लेकिन तुम बच्चे कितने भाग्यशाली हो।
Which represents
कि बाप के स्नेह के कारण
fulfillment
जीवन में,
because of Baba being present in your lives are totally happy. Your future kingdom is called Golden Age, a place where there will be happiness all around. Basant Panchami is the change of season from summer to spring. I then saw a very beautiful large sunflower and I saw the image of many, many of Baba's children in each of those petals.
और सर्कल बनते हुए सब खुशी में नाच
रहे। So a beautiful circle was created of Baba's children and they were dancing in joy just as the gopis and gopis do.
तो बाबा ने,
so that is what I saw.
बाबा को भी खुशी होती है कि ये मेरे होवन।
So Baba said, Baba too is happy that these children are the future world emperors and world empresses. They are the ones who are going to become the masters of the new world. And within the confluence age, the children have won over the father's heart and they are seated on the father's heart throne. They are attaining all happiness from the father and they continue to dance in that joy. It was as though Baba also today was making the children dance in happiness. Baba today is going to send the children to one certain place where you will see very beautiful scenes of the future world. There will be greenery all around, total beauty. So Baba said all the children have to go there now. So then very gradually a flying vehicle comes and comes to each child, and Baba asks all the children to sit in the individual flying vehicles. There were four ropes attached around each vehicle. There was a Shiv Baba on top of each of flying vehicle. The rays of light were spreading from that, golden rays of light. And so there were four ropes on either side of each vehicle. So on the base of where each individual had to sit was written the father's heart throne. On each of these ropes around the vehicle were written different titles of self-respect. One was Vardhani, the embodiment of blessing. Second, obedience. Third, world benefactors. And on the fourth rope was written the perfect angelic form. So Baba asked the children to sit on their individual vehicles. So depending on the child's stage, inner stage, so according to their stage, then whatever was written on these different ropes changed. So the first one was ego. The second was the arrogance of I. So as they were trying to fly in the vehicle was going down, further down. So that third weakness was arrogance of the service one does. So in the fourth example was shown the questions of why, what and how. So depending on what emerged from within each child, sometimes these vehicles were flying, sometimes not. Some were getting stuck along the way. So it was just representing what was happening within the child. Baba then said, Baba has placed, has seated each child on the father's heart throne, but what do the children do? They get off for that heart throne and they talk about how others need to appreciate them. So they're trying to seat themselves on the heart thrones of other people, and this is why their stage continues to fluctuate. And then while performing service, children get stuck in why and what and how. They come into the arrogance of I. So Baba wants the children to experience the flying stage. And it's through the flying stage that you can experience more of the future world. So the children do experience the flying stage from time to time, but occasionally the body consciousness, the arrogance of I, or the ego of the service we do, or the questions of I, what and how, these different ropes, these bondages don't allow the stage to elevate or to go into the flying stage. It brings the stage down. So according to the time, these children have to keep themselves free from these four aspects. Always keep Baba as your companion in every situation. Be seated on the father's heart throne. The children are doing a lot of service. However, there is that slight desire of being appreciated by others. So because of that desire to gain appreciation from others, the inner stage fluctuates. Baba was giving the children a lot of love and then said further, the children has great pride in the children. Baba wants to see the children always happy and well, always have the intoxication that you're going to this new world. Baba is happy to see the children's effort. He wants to see the children always dancing in the joy. Even in today's world, people are very happy to see greenery and beautiful scenes around them. The father wants to see the children to be full from within. Always be full with all the treasures Baba has given you and constantly experience scenes of the golden aged world. Baba gave lots and lots of remembrances to everyone. I offered bhog to Baba. And after the offering of bhog, I gave loving remembrances of certain souls who had sent special bhog. I then returned. Om Shanti.